the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we are back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Time to talk some Riverdale basketball with head coach Kevin Woodson. Kevin, last night, big crowd. You can always tell when the seasons change going in from, I guess, the not the preseason, but, you know, the November to December schedule. You've got Christmas and all, and then folks in January get revved up and ready to go for district play. And big crowd at for the Riverdale and Oakland game last night.
Yeah, you know, you get after Christmas, we start playing all the county teams, so our crowds obviously get better. You know, before Christmas, you know, football's still going on some, and you're playing teams from out of town. So, you know, you get more people in, and it's always better atmosphere and a fun atmosphere.
Well, it was definitely that last night, although I looked over at you several times during the game, and I didn't really see the picture of having a lot of fun.
I've had more fun at games before.
At times. You know, it was a very interesting game in terms of the ebbs and flows of it. It got down early, and in the second half didn't make a comeback, but it had to be frustrating at times for you last night.
Well, we just didn't play good enough defense to allow ourselves to be competitive in the first half. You know, give Oakland a lot of credit. They ran their offense, and they got layup after layup after layup. As I told you a while ago, they had 23 field goals in the game, and 21 of them were layups. And it's going to be hard to beat anybody when you give up 42 points in layups.
You know, when you look at a game, I don't know that I've talked to a coach that – let me rephrase that. I think, obviously, coaches want to win a game. But when you look at a game and when the shots just aren't going, you can handle that better than when you just don't play defense.
Right, and but you know, we didn't help ourselves any offensively either. We did not do a good job of moving the ball, reversing the ball. We'd pass the ball one time, the ball would stop, and that makes Oakland's defense even better because it's hard to it's hard to get good shots when the ball dies and you don't have good ball movement. And you know, Oakland's in good position. They play good help side, so they're not going to let you make one pass and make a one-on-one move, and we've got to get better at sharing the basketball.
You know, defensively is where I know you got to have points offensively to win a ball game, but a lot of coaches say defense wins games. And how is that? What makes that work? That defense wins games.
Well, you don't find too many people that don't want to score the basketball. And, of course, not everybody's capable of scoring the basketball. But, you know, the old saying you're talking about is offense wins games, defense wins championships.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're competing, you know, a lot of people want to score. But, you know, a lot of your offense can be initiated by your defense. And I thought that worked for Oakland last night. You know, we turned the ball over several times the first half, took several bad shots, and usually that leads to easy buckets for the other team, and Oakland took advantage of that.
Right now, it seems like you're trying to find the right chemistry of the five on the court, because you did sub in a lot of players last night, just trying to find different combinations. I can't remember exactly how many you played, but, you know, there were a lot.
Yeah, I don't usually sub like that, but, you know, we were just looking for something that would work. And, you know, because we couldn't get a stop, we couldn't get a score, and things just kept, you know, rolling against us. And we were just looking for an answer, something to try to turn the momentum around. And, you know, we finally got the momentum turned around, but we dug ourselves too deep of a hole.
John and I were trying to remember last night at what point was the largest deficit for Riverdale, and I think it was 17.
I remember 19.
Do you remember 19?
It might have been 21.
Well, we said 19 or 17 or 19. So John went with 19, so he won that bet, I guess. But anyway, you cut the lead in the fourth quarter, so there, you did mount a pretty good comeback there, and second half – effort was pretty strong by Marcellus Odom. I had him with 15 points last night, and they were all second-half points.
It was all second. Of course, most of our points were in the second half. We only scored four in the first quarter, only had 14 at halftime. And so they turned the ball over quite a bit in the second half. We got after them. And that happens sometimes in a game. A team gets a big lead, and you put some pressure on them. You may create a few turnovers. And sometimes when you've got a big lead, sometimes you play to keep from losing instead of playing the same way that got you the win. And that's hard, and especially with young kids. And Oakland's got a very young team, but a very good team and a promising future. And we got it turned around. But, again, like I said, we got a couple of steals that I thought if we would have converted on, the game may have turned out a bit differently. But it didn't. And a couple of those misses, they converted into layups, and that sort of helped. I really thought when Oakland called a timeout with 5 minutes to go and we'd cut it to seven, I really liked our chances there, and we got a steal. We got a steal out of the timeout, didn't convert. They got a layup, and that, I sort of thought that was a big turning point, even though we got it a little closer. But I thought right there that missed opportunity really sort of hurt us from coming all the way back.
I had Donye with 14 last night. Did he have 14 or 16? The paper had 16. One or the two.
I don't remember.
They were all second-half points as well. And you posted him up a couple of times, and he just got anybody who got the ball in the paint last night was pretty well raked over the coals. So that sent him to the foul line several times, and he poured in some points for you in the second half. Just not enough. 58-53, the final in last night's game. Kevin, you look at that 0-1 in the district, and still got a lot of district games to go, and that's the good thing about it.
That is, and that's what we told our kid. I said, you missed a golden opportunity opening up at home. One loss, is not going to kill you. Half the district has one loss right now.
That's right.
We're in the same boat with two other teams. Three teams have one loss. Three teams have one win. And if things went right, I don't know who plays each other, but if all the undefeated teams played the teams at 0-1, everybody could be 1-1 after the next game. But I don't know exactly how the schedule works. But it's just one of those things that we got to work on and get better.
Well, this is one of those years where, number one, it's very hard to go undefeated through the district, obviously. It's happened in the past. The Eagles done it last couple of times. But this is not one of those years where if you were just looking at it and looking across the district that there are good chances that your district champion will have a loss or two.
I think so, I've seen all the teams, and I really like our league. I think it's going to be some great games night in and night out. I do think Blackman is the team to beat right now. If you had to pick one team, I'm very impressed with them. But I'm impressed with everybody. Everybody poses some problems. We're athletic. People got people that can shoot the ball, that can guard you. I think it's going to be an exciting district race. And like somebody said, I wouldn't be surprised if the champion had two or three losses. But it's going to be tough. You got to be ready to play night in and night out. If you don't bring your best effort one night, then it'll cost you.
Kevin Woodson, our guest this morning, talking Riverdale basketball, boys basketball week here. You didn't say Blackman just because Voss is sitting here, I guess, did you?
No, I think they're pretty good.
No, I think you're right about that. One team's strength is another team's weakness. You've got Oakland with some youth, and one team may have an inside presence where the other maybe not so much so, but they're so quick and athletic. The matchups are more difficult this year for each team, I think.
I think that's a big key in basketball is matchups. I think a lot of people tend to look, Team A beat Team B by 20, so Team C, and Team C beat Team B too, or Team B beat Team C, so Team A should beat Team C, and it doesn't work that way because, like you said, it is about matchups, and a lot of times your weaknesses play to their strengths, which really hurts, and it's one of those things you just got to overcome or try to overcome, and You know, there's certain teams you match up well against. There's certain teams you don't. And if you match up well with everybody, then you pretty much like your chances in every game.
Yeah. How were the Christmas holidays? And talk to us a little bit about the State Farm Holiday Tournament, which we got to come out and see part of. A lot of basketball played at Riverdale High School before Christmas.
We did. We had 8 games for 3 straight days. We really had a good crowd that last night. We played the championship game against Clarksville Northeast. We had a lot of Kentucky fans in the area come out to see the kid from Northeast that's going to Kentucky. Our girls played Memphis Central in the championship game. Had a good crowd for that. So it was a good 3 days. We had some really good games and some really good teams there, and I hope we can continue that in the future.
Well, it was a fun time. That kid from Northeast is pretty good, I guess.
He's pretty good. Of course, it's hard to guard 6'9".
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say so. Kevin, what's coming up for you this next week? I do know that Friday you play at Siegel because we're doing that ball game. I can't remember Tuesday.
We go to Laverne Tuesday.
Okay.
We played Laverne and Siegel in the same week last year. Went on the redraw. We sort of got that again. And, both teams are very good, very athletic. Both teams shoot the ball well, get after you on defense. It's going to be 2 tough matchups for us. We got to go into practice and get ready to go.
Well, that's at Siegel. Is the Laverne game on the road, too?
Yes, both games are on the road.
So, important week. You open up at home, and when you lose one at home, you're going to have to steal one on the road somewhere.
That's exactly right. And, hopefully we'll have a chance to steal two. And hopefully, excuse me, hopefully our guys will come back into practice and get ready to go.
I'm sure they will. Kevin, appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll see you on Friday night.
All right, thanks.
All right. Kevin Woodson joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We're going to come back and talk some Smyrna basketball on the other side. Chad Caldwell is joining us here, and John Dinkins will have that conversation in just a moment.